From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. A court in Iran has sentenced a Chinese-American scholar to 10 years in prison on, quote, infiltration charges. The Iranian Judicial Department made the announcement Sunday. The announcement triggered an immediate protest from the U.S. State Department, which said the Iranian regime continues to detain U.S. citizens and other foreigners on fabricated national security-related charges. The State Department said in the statement to news agencies, "We call for the immediate release of all American citizens unjustly detained in Iran so they can return to their families." Ji Zhu Wang is 37 years old, a dual national of China and the United States. He was arrested nearly 1 year ago, according to a report on Mizan Online, a news agency operated by the Iranian judiciary. At least four Iranian Americans currently are being held in Iran, and a fifth is free pending an appeal of his sentence of 18 years in prison for alleged national security crimes. Israeli security forces shot and killed a Palestinian man who opened fire on them early Sunday in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli police and military had been looking for the suspect, who they believed had carried out two shooting attacks on Israelis in the West Bank on Saturday. The Israeli police said the terrorist was found and surrounded. He pulled out his weapons, and in response, the terrorist was killed. It happened in the West Bank village of Nabi Saleh, near the city of Ramallah. You're listening to the news from the Voice of America in Washington.